Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Okay, we are back, and thank you for listening. The number to call to be on the air with me is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Austin and talk to Megan. Good morning, Megan, and thank you for waiting patiently. I appreciate that.
Hi, Patrick. I am a revert. I was raised Catholic, and I was very rebellious. I live in Austin, Texas, and it's very, very popular in this particular culture to be polyamorous. We call it genderqueer. I identified as that. Never dated a woman. Never dressed as a man or anything. But it was something that made me feel like woke or whatnot.
But within the in crowd culture.
In with the in crowd, absolutely. It kind of goes hand in hand. I was also like using drugs and drinking a lot during that time. A lot of the people here are part of the occult. They identify as witches. I wanted to share like my experience within that culture. A lot of guys would say they're gay or bisexual to get in access to women. They would talk. They'd be like, "Hey, what's going on?" Like, "Hey," and then they would try to sleep with you. So especially guys that aren't good looking.
Let me jump in here. So we're talking about guys who were posing as this for the reason that you just mentioned. But I mean, wouldn't it be counterproductive for them to say that they were gay? I mean, I could see maybe bi, but if they said they were gay, then wouldn't that sort of shut things down?
No, because they're predators. Predators. So they would get women relaxed and maybe even drinking around them and gay guys can touch your, boobs or whatever. Yeah. And they'd be like, "Hey, what's up?" And then they would switch it on you right at the end. They go to gay clubs to pick up women that are drunk.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to derail your train of thought. I'm just wondering, you're saying this in the past tense, and my curiosity was, so what happened that maybe helped you to move away from that stuff?
I got sober, and when you're not I had a spiritual awakening where I opened up a Bible when I couldn't sleep, and I had an awakening, a very personal jolt of awakening with Christ and alignment with Christ. And I finally understood that what I had been fighting my whole life, that there was spiritual warfare and there was, demonic attacks and in a enemy of God. I was able to see what that really looks like when you say, "Hey," because I remember the moment I said, "You know what? I've been a Catholic, good Catholic girl that's always trying to do good and scared of Satan, like having a healthy respect for." And I'm like, "I'm so tired of this. It's not part of this modern culture. Why don't I just see what happens if that's not real?" And I literally, it was like I let the floodgates in, and I dropped into a almost decade of just scrambling to try to get out of the snares. I couldn't even go into, there's so many instances of supernatural experiences where I was literally like fighting for my soul after that.
What were your former friends thinking when they saw the change in you as you were, and I'll translate how I'm hearing what you're saying, that you were seeking to be chaste and pure, at least in that category. what did your former friends think, and what did they say and do when they saw this transformation in you?
I'm actually don't have many friends anymore. I live a very solitary life. Mm-hmm. And that is because my family, some of them are still Catholic. A lot of them are evangelistic and more conservative. But my direct family, my parents and my sister are leftist liberals. They've disinvited me to Christmas. They've screamed in my face.
Because, let me jump in. They did that because you turned your back on saying that you were genderqueer or bi or... Was it that by itself?
That goes along with the whole, entire shift that I had. So that was that whole identity that I had. It's not just that. It's like everything. It's just that I don't believe I'm pro-life, you know, mm-hmm. That the things that come with being Catholic, being disciplined and holding myself and others accountable. I've been trying to, you know, find a way to do that, have courage to stick up for my values.
Mm-hmm. And do you mean courage the organization?
In a polite way. Did I encourage the organization?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the organization courage. So now in their eyes, you're a goody two-shoes, you're a Jesus freak or whatever they call it, and they just can't stand it anymore, I guess.
No, they think I'm a bigot and that that I'm not woke, that a lot of these people think like that they have the magic to manifest and like God is just like a vibe, but they're all like homeless and like can't pay electricity bill. And I'm like, if you're magical, why aren't you manifesting like a car? And you know, like, it's just crazy. the world that they live in.
I mean, I'm not laughing at somebody's plight. But if they're spouting that stuff and at the same time they can't, you know, get any transpo, then there's obviously something wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I went to like a music thing because I was like, well, maybe I could still relate with these people or maybe I'm bringing Jesus to them. And like, one of them was like, oh, this is my baby. And it was, or they were, she was talking about them and there. And I was like, oh, you had twins? And she's like, no, that's what I chose. That's the pronoun I've chosen for my child. And I'm just like, that's so confusing, first of all.
Baby is the pronoun?
Her baby's name. No, baby is them and their.
Oh, I see.
Her daughter is.
What? And what I'm a like, shame. I can't imagine. Well, the main thing is, Megan, you had a victory, right? You had a victory over the things that were pulling you downward, and now you're not in that situation anymore.
Right, but the problem, the thing I want to talk to you about is that I share a 10-year-old son with my ex, who's very leftist, and he is dating a woman whose daughter said that she's trans at 6 years old. And that's right when they began dating. I'm like, of course, a little girl sees a little boy her age as like her, and now she has to compete for her mother's attention. And now she's I remember being a little girl and being like, I'm a boy, or like, I can do what boys can do. You know, that silliness when you're a little kid, and now turning that into something where the mom's getting lots of attention from it. And I told my son, you do not hit. I was like, okay, call him whatever you want. I was like, but you do not hit him. You don't sleep with him. You don't change around. You don't have baths. And my son is just like, well, Eddie gets to sit in the front and it's not fair. I'm like, so she gets girl rules, but it's just crazy. So, well, I mean, it's hard. Yeah, feel great, no, kid. Right now,
I'm sorry. We have to take a break, Megan. This has been quite a lively call, and you're shedding light on a topic that I think most people who don't live in that world, they're just like me, just kind of wondering.
Dumbfounded.
Yeah, dumbfounded and wondering. You know, how does that work?
It's purposeful. It's purposeful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It is purposeful. Yeah, there's a thing called Burning Man. It's a yearly festival. There's a whole regional burns all over the world, and it's satanic. This is an actual conspiracy to like ruin family structures and turn people against God. I swear to you, I've witnessed it firsthand.
Wow. You have come from some pretty unfortunate places, but look where you are now. Thanks be to God. Well, Megan, I'm happy to hear that things are moving in the right direction for you. I really am. And keep doing what you're doing to be a good mom to your 10-year-old son. I realize it's got to be very frustrating for you to have to deal with what's on the other side there. But keep doing what you're doing, and it'll be to your credit and to your son's benefit in the long run. And thanks for calling. I really appreciated hearing from you today. We are going to take a quick time out and listen to a message from Father Rocky right now.
Hi, it's Father Rocky here, asking you to reach out and respond, because it's our summer pledge drive, and we've got a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level. It's a framed print under glass of Mary undoer of knots. And that's a favorite devotion of our Holy Father, Pope Francis. In fact, he wrote a prayer about her, and the last paragraph goes like this. Through your grace, your intercession, and your example, deliver us from all evil, Our Lady, and untie the knots that prevent us from being united with God, so that we, free from sin and error, may find Him in all things, may have our hearts placed in Him, and may serve Him always in our brothers and sisters. This Mary Untier of Knots frame print is yours today for your gift of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Call or give online now, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
We are asking that you reach out and respond. And when you do, let us know what your story is. How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? We'd love to hear from you. Also, let us know how we can pray for you. I want everybody to know that this morning at Mass, I prayed for you. I offered up all of your needs and your sufferings for the day. I needed an extra early so I could get the rosary in before the tabernacle. So we are with you. We are praying with you, and we are lifting you up here at Relevant Radio. It's all part of the family. And when we hear calls, like some of them we've had this morning where people are calling in with their needs, you can rest assured that you've got some great holy people throughout the world that are falling on their knees and praying for you at that moment in time. I know I do it. Not that I'm one of those great and holy people, but I do pray when I hear a caller that needs the prayers. We all join in and pray together. It only happens when people like you join the team.
And here's how you can do that. Go to relevantradio.com where you can make your pledge safe and secure online. Or the Relevant Radio app, same thing there, safe and secure, or call us at 877-291-0123. And please note, if you go to the website to make your pledge, relevantradio.com, we will be able to send you, whether there or using the app, the digital download of a brand new conversation that I had with Josh Raymond just recently, the two of us drawing upon our long years of experience in raising a lot of kids on how you can help people that you know and care about, maybe your own kids, come back to the church. We want to give you that, and we can give you that as our gift when you make your pledge digitally online at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. That's the number to call if you're not able to use the website or the app. And it's great to see a lot of folks did reach out that way last hour. But we fell short. Honestly, Patrick, we've fallen short every hour so far this morning. The good news is, though, to kind of make things up, this is a partnership challenge hour. So if you make your gift during this hour, it will be debt matched dollar for dollar. If you can make that $5,000 gift, now's the time to do it. It's the perfect time. We need it, and it will be doubled to $10,000. $10,000 will be doubled to $20,000. Regardless your gift amount, it will be doubled. Make a $25 gift, it's doubled to $50. $25 a month, you know how this math works. We can make it happen. With your help, we need you to reach out and respond right now at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We've got some cleanup to do. We need 150 people this hour who will reach out and help us make our goal for this hour. Will you be one of those 150? Now's the time to do it. At relevantradio.com by using the app on your smartphone or calling 877-291-0123.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
I'm just galloping through the fields of your mind here on the Patrick Madrid Show. If you'd like to join me, call me at 888-914-9149. Let's go to Jennifer in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Patrick. I just wanted to say thank you for all you're doing and just to thank the other Jennifer that spoke on air. Thank you for addressing the teacher situation. I am another public school teacher who is Catholic facing the same exact things in the Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. area. So thank you. I just wanted
What's
to join
like?
My voice to that. It is. It feels like I'm walking in an alternative universe. I must say what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
I must support the school policies, and even other teachers may possibly correct me if I say something that if I use the wrong pronouns, for example.
Really?
So, yeah.
I mean, I believe you. But well, so, in other words, the thought police are everywhere, right?
They are, and everyone's well-intentioned. I love my job, but I am on alert in terms of being a practicing Catholic. I don't know. Maybe I will need to seek employment elsewhere, but not this year, not at this time. But it's very alarming. And so I wanted to thank you for all you're doing to address this. And it is very real, and it's changing, I would say, on a yearly basis. Just our summer training and required courses that we had to take this summer completely. How can I say? Everything that you're saying is true.
The
public school teachers, yeah.
I have had a thought germinating in my mind, Jennifer. I'd like to share it with you, and maybe you can take it and run with it, just given the fact that you're up against this juggernaut of ideology, and they're not going to back down. We all know that. They're not going to say, oh, okay, well, we will respect Jennifer's traditional way of looking at things, and we'll leave her alone. They're not going to leave you alone. Right now, it's okay, but I think of all the teachers in your position who are getting closer and closer to the edge of having to leave their job because they're being compromised by what they are being asked to do, or they don't want to become compromised. So here's my idea. Are you ready? My idea is, why don't a bunch of teachers, it could be all around the country, why don't you form a company, find each other, form a company of educators who are qualified and credentialed and experienced and are not going to put up with that stuff that's going on, and put yourselves out there as an educational resource for homeschooling families. You know, they want somebody who can actually interface with their children online, maybe via Zoom. Maybe you can do consulting, but teaching, consulting, any of those things that's within your purview. There are a lot of people out there who really need that, and they don't know where to turn for it. Now, we have wonderful homeschooling programs. For example, Seton Homeschooling Program. They're excellent, and we support the work that they do, and other homeschooling programs as well. But this would be an augment to that, it seems to me. And it's always nice to have a living human being on the other side of that camera who could help guide students. So I'm just putting that out there. I could imagine a consortium of teachers like yourself, and it wouldn't have to be a very large one, who could actually do quite well financially and otherwise if they were to put something like that together. So that's my suggestion.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And when you make your first million,
that's all I have to say it.
When you make your first million,
I'll let you know.
Let me know. Send me a fruit basket or something.
Definitely.
All right.
But thank you. Nobody else is talking about it. So thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer. Thank you. Hang in there. I realize it's an uphill climb for you. And I really do believe that there are plenty of people out there for whom your services would be a real godsend. So thank you. Let's go to Faith now in Bakersfield. Hi, Faith.
Hi. I just had a question about North Koreans. Is it still possible for them to go to heaven, even though they don't exactly know who God is because of their leadership?
Did you say North Koreans?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I would give the same answer for any person, any ethnicity or whatever country they're from. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we know that Jesus is our unique Savior. He's the only way to heaven. So it's a matter of those who accept Jesus, those who are sorry for their sins, they would be able to go to heaven. The question then becomes, what about somebody who, through no fault of his own, never knew that? And I've never been to North Korea. I've been to South Korea, which is not the same planet, but I can only imagine that in North Korea, many people never hear the gospel. They never know about Jesus, or whatever they hear is so clouded with propaganda by the maniacs in power there that they just never really have an opportunity to know. So that other side of the coin there would be that although the norm is faith in Christ, repentance of your sins in order to be saved, God, of course, is not restricted by that. We are, because that's the plan that Jesus set forth. But the church also teaches that there may be people who, through no fault of their own, do not know any of this, in which case we believe in God's mercy that he would provide them with some means for salvation in and through Jesus Christ and in the Catholic Church in some way connected to the Catholic Church. But what that way is, we don't know. One passage to think about, Faith, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says that we're to pray and supplicate and offer petitions and thanksgivings for everyone, for kings and all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is pleasing to God our Savior, who wills that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Even the people in North Korea, even Kim Jong-un, I'm trying to remember which one we've got, Kim Jong-un now, even the Taliban, even Osama bin Laden, he wants all people to be saved. Now, it doesn't mean that they are saved, but if God wills that it be possible that all people be saved, then he must make some means available to them. And it's possible that there are people who are being saved in and through the Catholic Church, in and through Jesus Christ, but in a way that's known to God and not us. So that would hold true for North Koreans as well as anyone else.
Okay. Thank
you. Does that help? Do you have a friend or somebody you know in North Korea?
No, I just, my coworker told me to listen to this. I think it's Joe Rogan. She invited someone that escaped from North Korea, and she kind of told her story, and it just had me thinking.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, it's good for you to be thinking about that, and do be praying for those people as well. It's one of those situations where, since we can't control it, the only thing we really can do from this end would be to pray for them. They sure need our prayers. Thanks, Faith. Let's go to Renee now in Laguna Niguel, California. Hi, Renee.
Hi. I was just calling because I just wanted to comment. You had that great idea of forming a teacher's company that people can go to. And that really is excellent. Of course, it would come from you. But in California, Gavin Newsom, after, so I'm in education, but I'm at the lower end in preschool. But in California, after we closed down in March, and then everyone, right, we were going back to school. How is that going to look and stuff? And, you know, it was prohibited. It was illegal. One of those famous laws that he was making laws all over the place.
Yeah.
For a teacher to privately teach like that. Like,
and I'm certain that that's because the teachers union, they prodded him to do that because they don't want any competition. They want to have a monopoly on the teaching.
You are so correct. The teacher union in California really runs, I think a lot of the United States, actually. California is like so powerful, and the things that happen here are just insane.
I'm hoping and praying, Renee, that Governor Newsom gets voted out in the recall election. What's your sense of that, living in California as you are? What's your sense of it?
He's giving so much money to people.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just throwing it at those small companies. Like,
your phone dropped out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I'm driving to work, so.
No problem.
I think that he will get it. He'll get a recall.
You mean you think he will successfully be recalled?
It.
Oh, good.
I do. Yes, I do. But it's going to be tight. And I'll tell you something. He's already set up, like, closed doors on counting.
Why am I not surprised? Well, let's hope and pray
trend.
Yeah. Hey, Renee, great talking to you. Stay safe on the roads. I grew up not far from where you are right now in Laguna Niguel. I know the area very well. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be back with more of the Patrick Madrid Show here coming up in just a minute. We are in pledge drive, so we'll be talking about that here momentarily. Do not go anywhere. I'm coming back with more of your phone calls. The number to dial is 888-914-9149.
I think Patrick needs to go eat some humble pie after some of these phone calls. But it is truly amazing, Patrick. I got to say, as I'm driving around or working around, listening to callers calling in and talking to you, it's incredible how you just have the answers right there. It's like you're walking encyclopedia. And that's here. Patrick is here because
some people call me other things, but I'll take that compliment.
We'll take that one. A Catholic encyclopedia at that. And Patrick is here because folks have come before you and said, I want to support this local station and I want this programming on here. Well, now it's your turn. It's your turn to step up and help out. We still need over 100 people this hour. In the next 30 minutes, we'll reach out and respond and make your gift at Relevant Radio. We need $2.7 million before the end of the week.
Yes, boy, do we ever. Listen to this note that came in from Gabrielle. She said, thank you for Relevant Radio. You brought me back to the church and helped me beat alcoholism. Oh, my gosh. That's she's a listener in Los Angeles on our station, 93KHJ. Also, Ashley, she's listening to Relevant Radio on 950 AM in Chicago. She saw an ad for Relevant Radio in her church bulletin, and she didn't even know that there was Catholic radio. She was surprised, so she dialed in right after Mass. She's been listening every day for 3 months, and she says, what a blessing to have Catholic radio. I just had to call in and make a donation. Thank you, Ashley. These, Mary, as you know, these are the kind of people every day whose lives are being enhanced in good and godly ways by listening to Relevant Radio.
And we really, truly do depend on you, our listeners, to help call and support this station. You can make your gift at relevantradio.com, or you can use the app on your smartphone or your tablet. And when you make your gift on either of those two digital platforms, you will get pretty much instantly in your inbox an MP3 that's been recorded by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond as they have a little intimate discussion about how to bring your loved ones and your family back into the church. Some great nuggets of truth and information in here. They'll make a difference as you talk to your family and your loved ones. You can also call, though. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. 100% match. If you can make a $1,200 gift, it's doubled to $2,400. $1,000 becomes $2,000. We need to hear from you right now at 877-291-0123.
I'd like to make a personal appeal just to all of you who listen to the Patrick Madrid Show on a regular basis. You know who you are. Do it for Cyrus. Do it for all the people that you know behind the scenes who are not out there in the front the way I am. I'm like a hood ornament. But if you find value in Relevant Radio and the Patrick Madrid Show, help with the power steering and all the engine and all the things that are really going on behind the scenes by making your pledge of going to relevantradio.com. Or use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
All right, we are back. The number to dial to be on the program with me is 888-914-9149. Real quick before we go to the phones, I have a couple things I want to get to. First of all, it's in the aftermath of the fall of Kabul in Afghanistan yesterday and the arrival of the Taliban. We have lots of promises. I don't believe anything the Taliban says about anything other than when they say, we're going to kill you. I do believe that they mean that. And people are scrambling there, trying to evade Taliban scrutiny in very interesting ways. So including trying to delete and erase, if possible, as much of their social media life as they can, because they know the Taliban will be looking for those who are collaborating or who collaborated with Britain and the United States and other Western powers. So it's interesting. There's an organization called Human Rights First, and they have two documents that they've put out. You might be interested in these yourself, although you're not in Afghanistan, presumably. The first document is called How to Delete Your Digital History. This short guide helps human rights activists erase their digital footprints. When covering digital tracks and erasing your digital profile, remember there are various ways the authorities can try to attack you. These include compiling a public post history of offending content and compromising your private accounts and contact lists. Completely cutting yourself off from all email, encrypted chat, and social media tools is pretty drastic. It's hard not to have any online presence, but be sure to check out this guide on thwarting digital surveillance to ensure that you are doing as much as possible to protect yourself from the authorities. Then they give you a step-by-step. Here are some things that you can do. This particular document has a lot of links to places that will help you. So if you're on Telegram or Facebook Messenger or Google search, you want to eliminate yourself from that, Twitter, Facebook, it goes on and on. It shows you how to delete and how to deactivate. Now, this may not apply to you now. God forbid it ever should apply to any of us later, but it could. So take a cue from that. Now, the second document that humanrightsfirst.org has that I'd like you to take a look at is Evading the Misuse of Biometric Data. They say, we understand that the Taliban is now likely to have access to various biometric databases and equipment in Afghanistan, including some left behind by coalition military forces. This technology is likely to include access to a database with fingerprints and iris scans, facial recognition technology, etc. Overall, it is very difficult to avoid recognition based on biometric data, but there are some things you can do and some things you shouldn't do. So it gets into, in the section on facial recognition, explaining how it works and how you can defeat it. There are ways that you can defeat facial recognition systems that are in place just about everywhere now. They have a section on fingerprint scans. They have a section on, what's the other one here? Iris scans. So if you look into certain kinds of camera, it can scan your iris and then that can be used to identify you. These and other ways of tracking and identifying people can be evaded, and they explain how. Now, again, this probably doesn't apply to you and me right now, but it could as things continue. So that might be a good thing to have filed away. Might even be a good article to print out. And you can do that by going to the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick. And there you will find our Twitter feed. Cyrus will be tweeting those out as well. But you can grab them there at the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick. Let's go to Don now in Chicago. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Patrick, when I called in, I thought it was, I'm thinking this is a unique idea, teaching. Homeschooling. I'm a past teacher and Catholic school principal and all this and that. But I talk to my children and my grandchildren mostly, with the great grandchildren coming and everything else with homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And it, your man mentioned a co-op idea.
Yeah.
And I never referred to it as that, but to people who are reluctant or think they could never do it and whatnot, I propose that you teach and excel in one subject and your next door neighbor teaches the subject that they're good at, and you have a half a dozen children and whatnot up and down the street. And so it's not a burden just for you to teach all the subjects and right. to run a school as such, but to
that's
share
kind of the classic. That's kind of the classic model for local homeschool co-ops, though. I mean, I've seen those things.
Yeah, that's the word he used, and you know, and egotistically, I think I thought of it as such a unique idea. And when I explained it to him, he mentioned your word. Co-op, and that you've talked about it before, but I didn't hear that conversation. But I'm big on I pursue it every time we get together. Did you ever think of homeschooling? Did you ever? Right. We raised four, and if I had it to do over again, boy, I would hope that my wife would join me, and we would homeschool our children, especially in light of what's going on today.
Right.
And I feel sorry for those teachers that called you earlier and whatnot.
Yeah, I feel sorry for them, too. I mean, they're brave women because they realize what they're up against. And as you heard, they're at the point now where they have to start making these difficult choices. Do I continue? There was a nurse there as well in one of the calls earlier today. Same kind of thing where you realize I'm either very close to participating in evil and I can't compromise my conscience and do that. Or maybe I'm already at that point, so what do I do? And they're making the courageous, at least they're considering the courageous decision to leave their jobs if that's what it takes. I mean, I'm reminded of what Jesus said, you know, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So whatever the issue may be, if it comes between us and doing what's right, we have to choose doing what's right. No matter what may happen. And I also like what Jesus said. He gives us a lot of hope when he says, put first the kingdom of God and everything else shall be added unto you. Don, great talking to you. Thank you for calling today. Let's go to Mel now in South Milwaukee. Hi, Mel.
Hi, Patrick.
Okay.
We had a visiting priest on Sunday, the Feast of the Assumption, and he was talking about Mary being mentioned in the Quran so many times. And he referred to the Quran as sacred scripture. And I wondered if he was in error there. He's also a teacher at the Theological Seminary for Older Men here in Hales Corners.
Yeah.
And
well,
I just wondered. Maybe if you
want to put a good face on it, maybe what he meant to say was that for Muslims, they consider the Quran sacred scripture. Maybe he meant it that way. But as you know, Catholics do not consider it such.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else I can do to help?
Have a good day. No.
Okay. Thanks. Great talking to you, Mel. God bless you. 888-914-9149. Now to Mary in San Clemente, California. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Patrick. So I'm in a Bible study in my, I call her Bible scripture smarty pants, but so she says that Satan was in heaven with God in Job 1 verse 6, mm-hmm. where the angels present themselves and Satan came mm-hmm. along too, and mm-hmm. the Lord said, "Whence do you come?" Okay, I always believed that God could not be in the presence of evil. So can you clear that up?
Yeah, that's pretty easy. A few things to say. Number one, if you're talking about the beatific vision where the saints and holy angels are in heaven with God, no, the devil can't go there. He was cast down from heaven and he's incapable of being in God's direct presence. But he can, you know, we're all in God's presence at any given moment. You know, God sees all of us. Mm-hmm. And so it's in that secondary sense that he's in the presence of God. And also the term sons of God, that can be referent to the descendants of Adam and Eve who are considered righteous. So we have, for example, in Genesis 6, the story of the Nephilim. I believe it's Genesis 6. I have to go back and look at that chapter. But the Nephilim are known as the giants who are called the sons of God, and they are said to have married the daughters of men. Now, these are terms that are used to describe two different groups of human beings. So one would be the righteous descendants of Adam and Eve, who are likened as the sons of God. And then the daughters of men would be those who very possibly were descendants of Cain, for example, who was a sinner and he was cast out by God. He was deported. So the term in Job chapter 1, the sons of God, may very well be referring to just simply good, righteous people. So yeah, it is Genesis 6 verse 4. And you see the same phrase used there. In Genesis 6, verse 4, the Nephilim were on earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, these were the mighty men that were of old, the men of renown. Now, that had, for a long time now, including in the case of many Catholics, that was misunderstood to mean that these were some sort of like hybrid offspring between demons and women, and that they somehow procreated these giants. That's not true, because angels can't procreate. So mm-hmm. the sons of God spoken of here in Genesis 6:4 are referring to those righteous descendants of Adam and Eve, because as men, they could procreate with women. So that's what you're seeing in Job chapter 1. It's referring to that. Doesn't mean that it couldn't refer to the angels, but in context, it's that. And of course, the devil, he can roam around, as we're told. In 1 Peter chapter 5, it says the devil's like a roaring lion prowling around looking for someone to devour. So he's all over the place. He's around.
Right.
So that does not mean he's not in heaven. Yeah, that does not mean that the devil made it into heaven.
Okay. Yeah. That was my point with them, that God could not be in the presence of Satan in heaven.
Right. You can point out Revelation 21:27, where it says nothing unclean can enter heaven. And Satan is the most unclean being possible. And that means that he can't enter heaven. So it's barred to him.
Okay,
forever.
Revelation what? I'm sorry.
21:27.
21:27. Great. Right. Okay, Patrick.
So now you're the smarty pants. You're now the Bible smarty pants in that group. Good for you.
I'm going to try.
Well, I'm here to help you. So let me know the next time you need some advice.
Yes, yes. I'm sure there'll be more. Okay.
Thanks.
God bless you.
Very much, Mary. Thank you. All right. I think we're going to go to a miracle moment now and listen to another listener just like you who is changing for the better by listening to Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I've learned what I know about the Catholic Church from you and from all of your colleagues at Relevant Radio. I've learned a lot about my faith and the real presence, and I have a real commitment to that. now people in the Bible study are starting to come to me and asking me questions about the Catholic Church. I can't thank you enough for being there.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support.
Give a tax-deductible gift online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
We'd love to hear from you if you've never donated before. It's fast, easy, tax-deductible, and you can give in any amount. Call and donate now. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123.
We just have 15 minutes left in this hour, and we still need almost 100 people, technically like 96 people, who will reach out and respond and help support the Patrick Madrid during this hour. But the good news is to make that a little bit easier for you, we have some folks who've stepped up and said, we'll help out with some matching funds. It is a partnership challenge hour. Your gift will be matched 100%. When you visit relevantradio.com, use your smartphone, tablet app, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A dollar for dollar match. So now's the time. If you've been wanting to give a $5,000 or $10,000 gift during this pledge drive, now's the time to do it.
Think about the women that you've heard on the program this morning. And I'm not talking about you, Mary, but you're awesome. But think of the awesome phone calls of the nurses and the teachers who have been on the program today who are really in a quandary because they're being pushed in the direction of doing things with the gender ideology movement and in other issues that they realize this is just not right. So where do they turn? They turn to us. They know they can trust Relevant Radio. They know that they can call and be on the air and ask questions and get some advice, and they can trust that advice. That you can't put a price on that, and we need your help to be able to continue doing that. And that's what we're here this week doing during Pledge Drive, is asking you to help them, help people just like these ladies that you're hearing on the program today. And they will thank you for it. I guarantee you that.
And, you know, they always say that no question is a dumb question, because if you are thinking that question, there's others out there who are thinking the exact same thing. So as Patrick is answering these women, you know, there's 10, 20, maybe 100 other people who are struggling with these same questions and these same concerns. And it only happens with your help. Well, the only reason we are here and the only reason we can do it is because people just like you have reached out and responded when we've asked in the past. And now it's your turn. It's your turn to do your part. We need another 96, I'll make it 94 people now. A couple calls came in. Another 94 people will reach out and respond either by visiting the website, relevantradio.com, using your smartphone app or your tablet app, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We still need another 90 people. 90 people and just 12 minutes left in this hour. Will you be one of those 90 people? We need you to reach out and respond as we march our way to $2.7 million. By the end of the week, when you visit our website or the app, you can see the great gifts we have available. Some fabulous gifts when you reach out and respond. We need your help. $2.7 million by the end of the week. How much of it can you help us with? 877-291-0123.
Dos, tres, cuatro tacos. Don't forget the rice and beans on the plato. I like to eat, homie, yo no estoy flaco. Yeah, I'm chubby, pero I'm still guapo. Uno, dos, tres.
Patrick Madrid is on
Taco Tuesday,
coast to coast on Relevant Radio.
Taco Tuesday's my favorite day.
That's me. I mean, that's not me singing.
I don't care, homie, let him hate. I'm just trying to eat another plate.
I am endlessly entertained by this song. I don't know why. I don't know what that means about me, but I like that song a lot. 888-914-9149. That's the number to call to be on the air with me. It's different from the pledge drive number. I want you to call that number too. But in the meantime, give me a call. We'll talk. 888-914-9149. Getting to the phones here in just a minute. But first, Cyrus, I think you have a little bit of audio of me talking about a phenomenon about how people in all cultures all around the world were aware, like when Christian missionaries arrived to speak to them, they were already aware of the story of the Great Flood. And let's roll that tape. This is from last year, I guess maybe about a year ago or so.
Yeah, almost, touched on this almost topic. 20 months ago.
Oh, 20, almost 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, almost 2 years
okay.
ago.
So here's what I said then about this. But keep in mind with regard to the flood that this is a universally known fact in all cultures everywhere. They have a kind of a general collective memory of some type of massive worldwide flood. And I'll give you an example, Bonnie. When the French Jesuit missionaries came to the New World, they came to what is now upstate New York and lower Canada, and they were working among the Huron Indians and the Mohicans and the Confederation of the Iroquois and all that. They were astonished because these people who had not had, they'd had virtually no contact with any Europeans at all, they all knew the story of the flood, and they all knew the story of Adam and Eve. They knew about a man and a woman at the very beginning who lived in a garden, and they had their own way of telling it. So there were details that were different, like they lived on the back of a turtle, you know, things like that. But these primordial events, beginning with Adam and Eve, and including this giant flood in which only a few people were saved, these Indians knew about that. And the missionaries were astonished. And what they realized was this is part of our collective human memory. And so if you see a pagan talking about, yeah, there was a great flood and blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's all that is. All it means is that this event did happen and people around the world have received in various, sometimes not entirely accurate ways, the details of that event. And so if a pagan is talking about it in Greece, even before, let's say, the time of Moses, all that proves is the veracity of what the Bible says about the flood, because people everywhere knew about it. Cool. He did a good Patrick Madrid impersonation, didn't he, Cyrus? Well, this is me now. This is 2021 me speaking. And the reason I referenced that earlier commentary was that it's a fascinating thing to consider. And I want to draw your attention to an article by Mark Hawes on this very topic. Who knows? Maybe he heard me talking about it and gave him the idea for the article. Virtually every ancient civilization has a great flood story. The great flood story from Genesis 6 through 8 has been widely debated among theologians regarding accuracy and authenticity. The Catholic Church neither requires nor prohibits a worldwide flood to be interpreted from sacred scripture. Rather, the church understands these accounts to be translated with simple and metaphorical language adapted to the mentality of the people. And this is a quote from Pope Pius XII on this topic. So you're free to think of it, you know, as either a somewhat localized flood in terms of wiping out all the people, but not necessarily across the whole world, or you're free to hold a view, and I hold a view that it was a worldwide flood. What exactly that was like, it's hard to know. But let's do a quick survey, and the article does this. So in Africa, the Kwaya, the Mbuti, the Maasai, the Mandan, the Yoruba, and the Egyptian peoples, the flood story among Egyptian legends centers around the god Ra and his daughter Sekhmet. Ra and Sekhmet to destroy humanity because of their unfaithfulness. In the end, Ra intervened by causing Sekhmet to become drunk and fall asleep. This event was commemorated with a wine-drinking festival during the annual Nile flood season. That kind of has echoes of Noah getting drunk on wine after it. Oh, boy. Here we go. We're at the break. I'll come back to this. Don't worry. As I mentioned before, we are in Pledge Drive right now, and we have a large hill to climb. Mary and I are going to be talking about that here in just a second. So please act now. Act and put your, as the old saying goes, put your money where your mouth is. If you love Relevant Radio, show us, please, by helping us with our Pledge Drive so we can stay fully funded for the next quarter.
We do need those phones ringing right now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Just 5 minutes left in this hour, and we still need 55 people who will reach out and respond. Help keep this local programming on the air and really throughout the world as we broadcast on the web. A little bit of good news, though, when you do get actually two bits of good news. I'm going to throw two things
like
on here at
news.
One time. Yeah, I like it.
Give me some of that good news, Mary.
It's a partnership challenge hour. Your gift is matched 100% dollar for dollar match. Second good news is 10% of all the funds that we raise during this pledge drive, we will be sending to Haiti for hurricane relief. This is your opportunity to practice those works of mercy, because we'll be sending this money through the church, providing food, water, medicine, shelter, and the dignity of a proper burial for those who've perished in the earthquakes there in Haiti. A tough situation, several tough situations throughout the world, and this is one area where we felt we really needed to reach out and help these people as well.
Indeed, and this is something that we can feel insulated from, Mary, here in the United States, where, you know, we're not in the midst of the calamities like earthquakes and the Taliban and things of that nature. But you can help when you call and help Relevant Radio, because, as Mary said, we are tithing 10% of whatever comes in the door for this pledge drive. We're giving that straight to the people in Haiti. You can participate by calling 877-291-0123, or use your Relevant Radio app, or go to relevantradio.com. And please note that when you make your pledge digitally at relevantradio.com or at the Relevant Radio app, we will send you digitally a brand new conversation recorded with Josh Raymond and myself on how you can help your kids come back to the Catholic Church. It's yours as our gift when you make your pledge.
Now, I have to say, we have fallen short several hours this morning already. So we're a little bit behind where we need to be to make our $2.7 million by the end of the week. If you can help us out with a $5,000 or $10,000 gift or a $20,000 gift, it is matched dollar for dollar. Good news to hear that dollar for dollar match here for the next 4 minutes at least. So make that gift now. It will be matched. Really easy to do it. Visit the website, relevantradio.com. Use your smartphone or your tablet and just open up the app over there, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Maybe we can get 10 people here in the next few minutes who can make that $100 a month gift. That's a little more doable for most of us. And if you do that, we'll send you this beautiful Mary Mother of God statue. It's an 8-inch statue of Mary Mother of God, shows Our Lady as the pregnant, expectant mother to the Savior of the world. Gorgeous statue to add to your collection there at the house.
Yes. I mean, talk about a conversation starter. When people come over to your home, they'll notice that and they'll comment. It's a great way to talk a little bit about God and your love for God. Right now is the time to make your call, 877-291-0123. The app is always on, always available. That's the Relevant Radio app, which you can download in moments from the App Store or from Google Play. And of course, if you want to go old school, like they say, just go to relevantradio.com. And it's right there on the website where you can make your pledge safe and secure. And you can see pictures, for example, of that beautiful statue that Mary's talking about. And as I said a minute ago, remember, when you make your pledge online, we'll send you immediately the digital download of that conversation that Josh Raymond and I had about how to keep your kids Catholic, and those who have left, how to bring them home again.
We are making progress. We just have 2 minutes left in this hour, and we still need 32 people. 32 people will reach out and respond either at the website, relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We're just asking that you reach out and respond and help us keep this programming on the air. We come to you 4 times a year and ask you to help to support us from pledge drive to pledge drive. We are very frugal with our monies here at Relevant Radio, so you can rest assured that your dollars are going to good use. And just think of the lives you're changing and the impact that you're having on people really throughout the world. Couple of thank yous here. I want to say thank you so much to Rebecca. Rebecca listens on the app. Made a special gift of $410. And also to Judith. Judith listening in Milwaukee. Your $500 gift was doubled dollar for dollar. Same thing for Michael's listening in Philadelphia. Your gift was doubled to $1,000. You can do it too when you visit relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123. We just ask that you reach out and respond right now. We could use your help.